Have you ever wondered if you can use your 401k to fund an annuity? That's exactly what we're going to talk about today in episode 68 of the Atlas Annuity Podcast. Hi, everyone. My name is Marty Becker. I'm the owner and founder of Atlas Financial Strategies in St. Louis, Missouri, where we specialize in safe money retirement strategies. In recent years, more and more people are becoming interested in annuities. And I believe the main reason for that is because the number one fear that retirees have is running out of money. But I think another reason is because the baby boomer generation watched their parents retire with defined benefit pensions, where their parent or parents worked for the same company for 30 to 40 years and retired and had a guaranteed income for the rest of their lives. And no matter what happened in the stock market or the economy, that money just showed up every single month, no matter what. Now, the money managers did their best to demonize annuities and to make people think they were idiots if they put their money into an annuity. But with extreme market volatility in the early 2000s, annuities are starting to take their rightful place as the solid foundation of any retirement strategy. And because of the internet, people are now doing their own research and they're starting to find out that annuities, they're not the spawn of Satan, like we've been told. In fact, people are realizing that annuities have been around for hundreds of years. And if you listen to any economist who studies and researches retirement for a living, you're going to find out that they all recommend having an annuity as part of your retirement portfolio. In fact, the only disagreement that they have isn't if you should have an annuity, it's just what type of annuity and how much of your portfolio you should allocate to one. So annuities have actually turned out to be the exact opposite of what Wall Street told us they were. And now it's so opposite, in fact, that the SECURE Act that was passed in 2019 is actually making it easier for people to fund annuities inside of their retirement plans, mainly 401ks. And I don't give the government a whole lot of credit for anything, really, but this was actually a good thing because the government is known to incentivize things through the tax code that will help take future burdens away from them. That's why the IRS, the government, gives you tax breaks on things like death benefit from life insurance policies or long-term care policies. They don't want the guy with three kids and a wife that doesn't work to have an early death and then leave them totally destitute and relying on government welfare. They don't want that 85-year-old who doesn't have long-term care insurance to end up on Medicaid. And this is exactly why business owners have tax incentives to hire people and provide jobs, and the same reason real estate investors have tax incentives to provide housing. But back to the point of the annuities inside of the 401k from the SECURE Act. This made it easier because the government doesn't want people to retire and only have to rely on Social Security, which, by the way, is an annuity. And they know that there's very few people out there that still have a defined benefit pension. So what they're saying through this SECURE Act is let's give them an easy pathway to obtain more guaranteed income in retirement that cannot be lost to market volatility. So there's only two ways to fund an annuity with a 401k. Number one, fund an annuity that is offered within your current 401k. Here's the problem with number one, though. Most 401k providers are going to be very limited on the annuities that they can provide. For instance, I know that if your 401 is managed by Fidelity, they only have five annuity companies that they do business with. Now, that's better than zero, but there are around 200 different annuity companies in the marketplace. And the annuity companies that your 401 plan is offering, they may be at the top of the chart for guaranteed income, or they may not even be in the top 20. It all just depends on the timing of when you retire and when you are ready to implement the guaranteed income. So if your current 401k does offer annuities inside of it, what you need to do is get a quote, and then you need to get a second opinion by calling a guy like me who's completely independent and can look at all the annuity companies right next to each other to make sure you're getting the best deal for your money. Because again, the 401 is going to be very limited on the options that they can offer you. The second way to fund an annuity using your 401k is to move the money from the 401 to a different annuity company. And one of the concerns that I hear when this option arises is people think that if they move the money from their 401 to a different annuity company, that they're going to have to pay taxes on the money. That is not how it works. This is what's known as a direct transfer. So it's going directly from the 401 to the annuity company, and that is known as a custodial to custodial transfer. So there is no taxable event for just moving the money somewhere else. So basically, if your 401 is managed through a company like Empower or Fidelity or Edward Jones, they would send the money directly to the annuity company, and you would not pay taxes on it until you actually start to take income out and it ends up in your pocket. And as the same as the first option, the second option, you're also going to want to get a second opinion by an annuity expert. If you go to your current money manager or even your accountant, they're going to have annuities that they could offer you. However, just like within the 401 plan, they're going to be very limited on what they have access to. So you're definitely going to want to talk to an independent annuity expert who can look at all the different companies together and make sure you're getting the best deal for every dollar that you allocate to a guaranteed income annuity. The other reason you want to get a second opinion is because a lot of times there could be a smarter way to do it, like splitting it into two separate annuities. For example, I just spoke with a gentleman this week who was recommended that he fund an annuity all in one lump sum, and that would guarantee him and his spouse $24,500 per year for the rest of their lives. Now, when he reached out to me, within about 10 minutes, I got back to him with another strategy. And what I did was I showed him by simply splitting the money into two different annuities, he could actually come out quite a bit ahead. So what we did was we took a portion of that money and we put it into the first annuity that would pay him the $24,500 per year for the first 10 years. The rest of the money we stuck into a second annuity that would be deferred. And then in the 11th year, we would activate that income and it would pay him and his spouse a guaranteed $28,000 per year for the rest of their lives, no matter how long they lived. Now, $3,500 per year may not be life-altering when you think about it right out of the gate, but over a 20-year period, that's an additional $70,000 in income for doing nothing but just splitting the money into two different annuities and just doing it a little bit smarter. So do you think it was worth it to them just to stop and think about this and talk to an expert? And because of that, in the last 20-year period of the second annuity, they're going to get an additional $70,000 for the exact same amount of money they were going to put into the other recommended annuity. My point is you need to speak with an annuity expert regardless of what you end up doing in the long run. No matter what decision you end up making, get a second opinion on the annuity recommendation. And if you're brand new to the annuity world, the best recommendation I can make to you to start getting your feet wet and educated is to go watch my video series, 20% More Spendable Income in Retirement, which is a 5-part video series. They're about 15 minutes apiece, so you can start and stop them whenever you want. And you'll find a link in the show notes, or just simply go to atlasannuity.com and click on the video tab in the website. Or if you're already ready to get your personal safe money retirement strategy, then reach out to me and book a short phone call at atlasannuity.com or by clicking the schedule call button in the top right corner of any page of my website. And I want to thank you for joining me. And if you found this information helpful, do us a favor, please subscribe to the YouTube and the podcast, like the episode, and share it with someone that you think could benefit from hearing the information. Again, my name is Marty Becker, owner and founder of Atlas Financial Strategies in St. Louis, Missouri, coming to you with episode 68, wishing you all the best in your financial education. We'll catch you in the next episode.